Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 30th, Our Lord's Teaching on Family Ties. First Prelude. Imagine you see Jesus instructing the people and receiving an invitation to come to his mother and his brethren. Second Prelude. Beg for detachment from all undue natural affection for your relations. Point 1. Relationship of Jesus Christ and with Jesus Christ. Consideration. An apparently accidental incident interrupted our Lord's discourse. People came to tell him that his mother and other near relatives were come from Nazareth and stood without, seeking to speak to him. And one said to him, "Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, seeking thee." But he, answering him that told him, said, "Who is my mother, and who are my brethren?" And stretching forth his hand towards his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren, or those who stand to me in the place of mother and brethren." Application. What does our divine Lord teach us by this? That when the glory of God, the salvation of souls, or our own sanctification is in question, we ought to forget all that attaches us to earth, and that when necessary, we should sacrifice the affection we have for our relations to the obedience and fidelity we owe to God. In other words, we ought to love our relations and friends only in God and for God. This is the meaning of that rule which bids the religious to try to turn the affection which they naturally and lawfully have for their parents, brothers, and sisters into a spiritual love. Have you conformed to these rules of conduct? Point 2. How we can become brethren of Jesus Christ. Consideration. Whosoever shall do the will of my Father that is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. He that does the will of God can become the brother of Jesus Christ in this sense, that by his conformity in all things with the will of God, which is also that of Jesus, he possesses a perfect fraternity of thoughts and feelings with him. In this sense, again, that by faithfully fulfilling the divine will, he possesses that charity which makes us adopted children of God, and thus brothers of Jesus Christ. He himself gave that name to his disciples when, after his resurrection, he said to the holy women, "Go tell my brethren to go into Galilee." Application. How important, then, is it for us to make great efforts to excel in the practice of a perfect conformity of our will with that of God? Besides many other advantages which we all know, it brings us the title of brothers of Jesus Christ. It identifies us, so to speak, with him, and makes us partakers of all those immense blessings which he won by his passion and his death. What value do we set on this practice? What progress have we made in it? Point 3. How we can become the mother of Jesus Christ. Consideration. Whosoever shall do the will of my Father that is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. Is my mother? There is something then greater still than becoming the brother of Jesus Christ, something more marvelous, more inexplicable. Pope St. Gregory explains it thus. He becomes the mother of Christ, who, by his preaching, causes him to be born in the hearts of men, by making him known and loved by those who were strangers to him. This is truly a spiritual maternity. But is it less noble and less meritorious than maternity according to the flesh? Application. We can all attain this divine maternity, though we be neither preachers nor confessors, by trying by every means in our power to help on any work for the propagation of the faith, by offering to God our prayers, our communions, our penances, and our sufferings for the conversion of infidels, heretics, and schismatics, by trying to cause Jesus Christ to be born and to live in the souls of others whenever an occasion presents itself. Have you done this? How can you improve on what you have done?